It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Don't forget, you can join the 409 Tailgate crew for the Kent State Tailgate. It's Friday night at the GoPSURV.com lot. They're having great barbecue and wine featuring their wine and wing special. You can also pre-order your tailgate wine and pick it up at the 409 Tailgate Club tailgate by calling 570-204-4478. All right, Ross, we got some questions for you. Don't forget, everybody, the listener Dean with the number one question this week, and last week you struggled, they'll receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409.
Yeah, let's step it up.
409
last
tailgate.
Last week was disappointing.
The tailgate box is courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get various rubs and sauces and a tailgate with honor apron if your question is deemed number one by Ross. All right, sir, here we go. This comes from Matt in Twinsburg, Ohio. He says, hey, Ross.
That's in Ohio.
Twins. Yeah, oh, okay. O-H is Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Ross, I'm curious where you stand on the end of the Penn State-Pitt game. Late McSorley touchdown, Clifford throwing deep, Franklin challenging the fumble. Big boy football, all is fair, question mark, or don't run it up?
I don't really care for it. I don't feel like that's how Paterno would have did it. I don't think Bill O'Brien would have done it that way. I don't really care how Bill O'Brien would have done it. I don't know why I even just said that. Yeah. But I don't think Paterno would have done it that way. I think that James Franklin, I don't think he would do that against very many teams. I think he's proving a point to everybody in the state of Pennsylvania, to all Pittsburgh recruits. I don't know if it's a coincidence that Joey Porter Jr. commits 2 days after Pitt gets. Because think about yourself as a recruit, and you honestly are considering Penn State or Pitt.
And your dad played for the Steelers.
Right. How do you pick Pitt after you just see them get absolutely demolished? Unless you think, well, I can go play right away there. I can start right away there. It makes it very difficult for someone that cares about football a lot to pick Pitt. And Pitt's beaten Penn State on the Aaron Matthews kid, on DeMar Hamlin, Jordan Whitehead. Pitt beats Penn State a decent amount on Pittsburgh kids.
Miles Sanders.
Well, Penn State beat them on that.
Yeah.
But Pitt beats Penn State a decent amount. That was a good example of not what we're talking about at all.
Kevin Givens.
Lamont Wade.
There you go. I thought I'd start a new trend there. Everyone got involved.
So I think that's why he did it. So I guess I understand that a little bit, but I don't think you have Clifford throwing in that situation. And you definitely don't challenge that. You definitely don't challenge that.
I think the refs kind of stuck that one, too.
Here's the thing, too, though. Here's the thing. You know, Penn State's always had this image of kind of being classier than the other major college programs.
Yeah,
like they wear suits, no earrings, no facial hair, whatever. They go to class. They get good grades. The Penn State way, the grand experiment. That's not part of the grand experiment. You know, like – and I think a lot of Penn State fans won't care, but do you really want your coach to be perceived that way? Because there's already a perception of Franklin like that, and all he did was reinforce it. Last year, he's like, oh, it was Pitt Super Bowl, and he's tried like five different times to to act like he was saying, no. Do we know what you're saying? Yeah. Like we know what you were saying. And now he's trying to, I don't know that's a good question, and the answer is I didn't care for it.
All right, let's keep moving on. This one comes from Jeff in Oakdale.
Unless, by the way, I had a intense hatred for Pitt, which I don't.
Right.
But if I did, I'd be like, yeah. Like Auburn, Alabama, they would love that. You know what I mean? Like that's right. Auburn, Alabama. Like just put a stake in their heart until they die.
I think there might be. That's why you say the Penn State fan base probably doesn't care. All right, Jeff in Oakdale, Pennsylvania asks, Thoughts on CJ Thorpe? That was a Pittsburgh to Penn State guy, right? Pittsburgh,
yeah.
Central Catholic. Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
On his sick pancake block later in the Pitt game, it seemed like the kid had a ridiculous motor. And could you evaluate the progress of Michael Menn at center from game one to game two? Did the guards help protect him a little bit better during the Pitt game? I know the App State game kind of irked you regarding that. Thanks.
Yeah, it was mainly Gonzalez, by the way. I went back and looked, and Connor had to fan out to a defensive end on the play where Menick got pushed back. He was definitely better. I mean, he was definitely better because against App State, he got knocked back several times in pass pro. That did not happen, I don't think, against Pitt. I don't remember him getting knocked back at all. I mean, they got a good offensive line, and they can all be back next year. They all have another year of eligibility. I don't expect that to be the case,
right,
though. I think it's rare to have four-year starters at programs like that, because I think Bates and or McGovern will probably think, how much better am I going to get?
More time,
how much more, how much higher can my stock go? And they've seen what happens to guys like Buchholz,
yeah,
and Torrance Brown.
Sure.
And how about elsewhere in college football, Rodney Anderson and Trey Adams?
Yeah.
A couple of guys that would have been top 3-round picks, top 2-round probably. Mm-hmm. They're both done for the year. Major issues there.
So that Thorpe play caught Twitter all abuzz after the game. I do think that guy was a little bit undersized, that he'd steamrolled. I don't know that he was a defensive lineman. He might have been a linebacker that was in the gap, but he pushed him like 10, 12 yards down the field, and he just
finished.
It's like you said, he is an aggressive, angry run blocker.
You want everybody.
And Matt Limegrover even put it out there.
Yeah, you want everybody to have that attitude. The problem is that they throw the ball a lot. And his pass pro, from what I saw in the spring game, was not good enough yet. So he'll keep battling, but he's got to get better in pass protection part of it.
You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Check out the great 409 barbecue and tailgate wine at the gopsurv.com lot every home game weekend. We're coming to you from the Labatt Studio, Labatt Blue, and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, we're continuing with your questions. This one comes from Jonathan in State College. It doesn't seem like opposing teams are selling out to stop the run this season. How do you think that's affected the development and the confidence of the offensive line?
I think that's a good question. I think the first one's still the best one.
Well, I mean, if you have a Heisman candidate at quarterback and Barkley moves on, doesn't the focal point change if you're the defense?
Yeah, I think teams, you know, Penn State's been pretty good the last couple of years at getting big plays over the top. And I think teams want to make Penn State have to travel the field to beat them, but the problem is Penn State's going to be able to do that. The difference is, I think the philosophy of teams is, let's not get beat by Juwan Johnson or Tompkins or Hamler deep. Let's make them go the length of the field, because McSorley doesn't have his third down buddies, Gesicki and Deshaun Hamilton, right?
Right.
So let's see if he can make those third and six throws, those third and four, third and eight throws. But so far, he's done a pretty good job of it. I mean, their offense is pretty good.
Now you got to worry about KJ Hamler. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might be able to say, okay, let's take Tompkins and Johnson away. Hello, number one.
I would run a lot of
lightning,
jet sweep and orbit motions with him, where orbit motions, yeah, when the guy goes behind the formation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, because if you're a linebacker, right? Okay, here comes Hamler. I'm a little bit worried, but if they don't give it to him,
yeah,
I'm going to be late on Miles Sanders to the front side. It's just that
the threat of it,
that
now
moment of hesitation. I would do that a lot. I would do jet sweep, fake, still give it to Sanders. Jet sweep, and then every once in a while, give it to Hamler.
Right.
You really put the defense in a bind when you do that. You know, even more and more NFL teams are doing that. You see the Eagles, the Rams, the Chiefs with Tyreek Hill. That's what Penn State should do. Just look at Tyreek Hill film and do that with Hamler.
Orbit motion. Learn something new today. All right, let's go to Don in Camp Hill. He says, now that Penn State has been recruiting more 4- and 5-star classes, I'm wondering, how do the top national teams like Alabama and Ohio State, for example, just simply reload annually, and that they don't seem to rebuild as much? Watching Penn State's young but talented team go through some clear growing pains so far has me wondering, what is their secret?
They pay more. I mean, I don't know. I'm kidding. Not really. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. So, no, I mean, I don't know how to describe that other than if you look at the list of the teams that make the most money, if you look at the teams with the most draft picks, it's the same schools, and they have tremendous resources, and guys believe if you go there, you're going to play in the college football playoff, and you're going to go to the NFL. And I think that it's almost like because so many guys go pro early, they get guys to go there because they'll say to them, yeah, Miles Sanders, we got Saquon Barkley, but he's going to go pro after his third year, so you're going to get a full year or two. And by the way, you shouldn't want to get overused until the first year you're draft eligible.
Right.
So I would say the way Penn State's done it at running back is how those schools do it, like at every position.
At every position. I think Penn State doesn't have enough 4- and 5-star recruiting classes that the younger guys are better and have to be on
when the field. Penn State starts getting 5-star defensive tackles, you will see.
There you go.
You will see no more. You'll just see reloading. Yep. Let's put it that way.
All right, let's go to Michael in Lititz. That's Lititz, Pennsylvania.
There you go. There you go, Andrew.
Koa Farmer has not developed into a very good linebacker. Did the coaching staff possibly make a mistake by trying to make him a linebacker instead of leaving him as a big, fast, intimidating safety? Thanks.
No, because the issues he has at linebacker would be even more pronounced at safety.
Right.
He struggles in coverage at times. You know, he's a textbook example of – it's not just about measurables or 40 times. Like, there's a lot of guys out there that have a great 40 time, but they're not quick. They're not athletic. You know, they're great straight line speed. I think the Journey Brown kid might end up being that one. Didn't even run like a 10-400, win the state.
Yeah.
But we'll see if he can run. Like, I mean, he's already been passed up by Ricky Slade. You know, so when's Journey Brown going to ever get a chance? I don't know. Maybe after this year, if Sanders goes pro, maybe it'll be Slade and Journey Brown. But my point is it's, I think these coaches sometimes put too much stock in the physical testing numbers. And Koa Farmer played less snaps than Micah did.
It does feel like Micah's about to own that position. Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think he's
played less snaps.
He's a big time athlete.
Is this his fifth year?
This is Koa's fifth year.
And Micah already is playing more snaps. I think you'll see more Luceda and Brooks at middle line. I mean, you're going to see a lot of these young guys taking over. The first question was the best one.
The first question was the best one.
Yeah, we started off with the best question.
Matt in Twinsburg, Ohio, asked you about Penn State's late game antics against Pitt.
That was, I mean, that's a question that needed to be asked.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. And what do you guys think? How do you think? Well, I'll let you finish your spiel, but I would think 50-50 Penn State fans on that.
I would think 75-25. They hate Pitt. All right, that'll do it for quarter number 3 from the Labatt Studio. Stick with us. We'll preview Kent State and Penn State coming up.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.